This fall, Wisconsin Public Schools reported unprecedented enrollment declines, particularly in the youngest grades. 4-year-old kindergarten, also known as pre-K, shrunk by more than 8,000 students statewide. Regular kindergarten enrollment is down by about 3,000. WUWM education reporter Emily Files delves into where the kindergarteners went.
A few weeks ago, Tiffany Arnold was on the brink of withdrawing her kindergartner and second grader from the West Allis, West Milwaukee district, which has been virtual since the first day of school.
They are getting exhausted with being on the iPad all the time. Like, I don't want to go on this meeting. Do I have to go?
Arnold and her husband were going to homeschool, but then they had a last-minute change of heart when their principal offered more flexible schedules for their 5-year-old and 7-year-old.
Now the girls are in 1 to 2 Zoom meetings a day, or like every other day with either reading or math, and we can finish their schoolwork at our pace.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused many families to rethink their education plans. One result is an exodus of thousands of K-4 and K-5 students from Wisconsin public schools. The Department of Public Instruction doesn't have data definitively telling us where those children went, but there's anecdotal evidence from individual districts and families. Because K-4 and K-5 are not required, some families are keeping their children out of school in favor of a more predictable childcare environment like daycare. That's what Greenfield Superintendent Lisa Elliott heard from some of the 50 K-4 families her district lost.
The uncertainty about how the school year unfolds has created uncertainty for parents as well. So if kids are face-to-face and then there's an exposure or a classroom has to close down because of a quarantine situation, or the school has to close down because there's a disease spread throughout the school, then parents would have to have some type of childcare option for their students.
Another likely driver of the kindergarten decline is families who don't want their young children in virtual school. Milwaukee parent Eric Bashirian is agonizing over whether to switch his 4-year-old daughter from MPS, which is virtual, to a private school that's open in person.
I mean, it's just so common sense that 4- and 5-year-olds don't belong in front of a computer.
Bashirian's daughter is a student at Milwaukee German Immersion. Right now, there's no end in sight for virtual learning in MPS.
We've been talking like, okay, if this continues into January, into the 2021, what do we want to do? And it's just this tough decision for us where we want to stay committed to German Immersion, but it's just... And you try and tell yourself that, okay, 4K isn't even required in a lot of states, but I don't know how much longer we'll do it.
Even school districts that started the year in person saw kindergarten losses. Pewaukee Superintendent Mike Cady says his district lost 45 4-year-olds. He says about half are homeschooling.
We hope our kids come back next year. We expect that. We anticipate and don't see any reason why that wouldn't be the case. It's just, I understand where parents are coming from. This is, you know, these are kind of bizarre and scary times for them as they're trying to decide what to do with, their youngest, sending their youngest off to school.
UW-Madison early childhood education expert Beth Grau worries that this enrollment shakeup will intensify educational inequality.
The parents that choose to have their child not go to school typically are the ones that have the resources to be able to purchase some other kind of education.
Grau says schools will face a lot of unknowns when this year's kindergartners show up in classrooms next school year. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.